page 28. Reading. 1. Look at the pictures. What do you think is happening in each one? A, B, C, 2. Read the stories and match them with the pictures. Write the numbers 1 to 3 in the boxes. 3. Read the stories again. Answer the questions. 1. Why does Ellen think the story about the bird is funny? 2. Why didn't the girl see the ball coming at her? 3. Why did the cyclist lose control of the bike? 4. Speaking, how funny do you think these stories are? Give each one a number from 0 to 5. 0 equals not funny at all, 5 equals very, very funny. Compare your ideas with a partner. Train to think. Sequencing. 1. Look at the lists. Put them in a logical order. 1. Morning, night, afternoon, evening. 2. Tomorrow, today, next week, yesterday. 3. Saturday to Wednesday, Monday to Friday. 4. Have lunch, come home, go to school, wake up. 5. Baby, adult, child, teenager. 6. First half, kickoff, halftime, second half. 2. Speaking. Compare your ideas with other students. Are they the same or different? Your favorite sports fails. 1. Alan. Today 4 p.m. I saw a really funny thing on YouTube the other day. It was a tennis match. 4 people were playing. It was in a big competition. One of the players was hitting the ball when a bird flew in, and the ball hit the bird and it fell to the ground. The players stopped and one of them picked the bird up. They thought it was dead. But suddenly the bird flew away again and they all laughed. Jilly. Today 1 p.m. I was watching an American football game, a long time ago. There were some girls who were standing at the side of the ground. One player threw the ball really hard, and very badly. One of the girls was looking the other way when the ball hit her. She just didn't see it, and it knocked her over. Everyone was worried. The player went to see if she was okay, then she stood up and laughed and the player gave her a big hug. Paula. Today 9 a.m. I went to watch a cycling race the other day. I was standing at the finishing line, and I saw the first cyclist come round the corner to finish the race. At first, he was very happy because he was winning, but he wasn't at the finishing line yet. While he was still cycling, he put his arms up in the air to celebrate. After 2 seconds, he lost control of the bike. And finally he fell off. He got back on the bike but another cyclist went past him, so in the end he came second. Poor guy, but it was his fault.